Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business. Hello, this is Hal Coleman. Welcome to this episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. I want to talk with you today about the awesome power of testimonials, uncensored and unplugged. Let me ask you something. Do you collect testimonials from your customers and use them to market your business? If you don't, you need to start doing it right now, today. I'm dead serious. There is nothing more powerful than a great testimonial to persuade other people that you are somebody they should be doing business with. Now, it's a fact. What someone else says about you is 1,000 times more powerful than what you say about yourself. You should get testimonials from any and everybody who is willing to say something good about you and your product or your service. And you should show those testimonials to as many people as you possibly can through your marketing and your advertising. You need to include at least one really good testimonial on your website, on your ads, even in your sales presentations, on your brochures, your flyers, your door hangers, and yes, even your business cards, okay? I use testimonials on all of my websites and ads, and I can honestly say that those testimonials have played a major role in bringing new clients and new customers to my door ready to do business with me. And the more information you can include on a testimonial, the better. Now, I'm referring to the person supplying the testimonial or the testifier. I always include, now with permission from the testifier, the first name and last name, the city, what business they're in, and their telephone number. Very important. I don't think I've ever had anybody refuse to allow me to include their contact information. And the more contact information you can include, the more believable and credible your testimonial is. Just putting someone's first name and last initial, such as John D., creates doubt in the mind of the reader, and tests and research confirms that they seriously question the honesty of the testimonial. Now, here's an example of a poor testimonial. Acme is a good company, and I would recommend them to anyone needing pest control. Mary S. Okay, very poor, very poor. Here's an example of a great testimonial. Acme showed up on time and solved my pest problem when 3 other companies had failed to do so. I've been using them for 5 years, and they have never been late a single time. And they always deliver more than what I expected. Their technicians are clean, neat, and polite. They truly are an honest company, and you can trust them to do the job right. Fred Johnson, attorney, Atlanta, Georgia, 770-777-7777. Now, of course, these are fictitious, but that's an example of a poor one versus a great one, okay? Now, here's a simple and a highly effective technique you can use to gather great testimonials. Anytime somebody brags on you or tells you how much they appreciate the good job you did or how you were able to solve their problem quickly and efficiently, you simply ask, "Do you mind if I use what you just said as a testimonial?" That's very simple. Just ask them, "Do you mind if I use what you just said as a testimonial?" That's what I did when I owned my pest control business, and I can't recall ever having anybody say, "No, you can't use it." So then you simply write down what they told you, and you can email it to them, or you can call them and read it to them over the phone just to get their approval. Say, "This is what I think you said," and they'll say, "Yes, that's what I said." And I always like to throw in, "Would you mind if I use you for a referral if somebody wanted to check me out?" They'll say no. Say, "Well, okay, well, I'm going to put your phone number if that's okay. I doubt if anybody will ever call you." And they'll say, "Sure, go ahead." I've never had anybody tell me no. Now, when I owned and operated my pest control business, I even offered to pay my technicians a bonus when they brought in a testimonial. Testimonials are like gold. They lead to more sales. Now, you've heard people like Donald Trump and Warren Buffett use the term OPM. Okay, that stands for other people's money. You never use your own money to build things. You use other people's money. So I use the term OPW, which stands for other people's words. Use other people's words in the form of testimonials and watch your business grow. Okay? The bottom line is I can't think of anything that'll help you close more deals and get more new business than the proper use of great testimonials. You need to start collecting them and using them today. Hey, if you're serious about growing your business, I'd like to offer you, if you're listening to this podcast, a free one-hour sales coaching session with me, one-on-one. Won't cost you a penny, and I guarantee you'll come away from the call with some great insights and ideas to help you generate more sales and get more new customers. So call me today if you're interested, 770-993-0004, and let's talk. I hope to hear from you. This is Hal Coleman. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast, and I hope you have a great day.